Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Your Time is Now. Do you believe that the world is really messed up? Is everything on the news bad? Are the airwaves oversaturated with hate crimes, violent protests, political unrest, moral decay, stories of drug lords, school shootings, car bombings, stories of sexual deviance, and global nuclear saber rattling? Are you tired of all this? Maybe you've already canceled your cable or satellite subscription. Perhaps you've unsubscribed from the local newspaper to avoid reading about all of these things. Before you completely detach yourself from the world, please listen to today's message. Socrates, who lived from 469 to 399 BC, has long been credited with the following quote, "The children now love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority. They show disrespect for elders and love chatter in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not the servants of their households. They no longer rise when elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, gobble up dainties at the table, cross their legs, and tyrannize their teachers." As it turns out, this was never a quote from Socrates, but rather it was excerpted from a student working on his Cambridge dissertation, which was publicized in 1907. He was attempting to make the point that each subsequent generation sees the next generation in a negative light, and they assume the world is going to hell. Some people look at modern events, such as extreme weather conditions, earthquakes, tsunamis, or new viral outbreaks, and they immediately attribute these things to the wrath of God. They believe that God is punishing the world for turning away from Him. Perhaps He is. I don't know. I choose to see God in a more caring, fatherly way, who mourns these events of our broken world as much as we do. I choose not to believe that God makes bad things happen. But however you choose to see it, it does not impact my premise today. The fact remains that you are alive at this time in history. You had no choice in that decision. You can choose to barricade yourself from the world. You can boycott movies because of their content. You can try to bury your head in the sand to avoid knowing what's going on in the world. But what does this accomplish? The only thing necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. Before you disengage completely from this world, can I encourage you to consider something first? Out of all millennia and throughout the course of all world events, God Himself chose you to be alive now. This is your time. Did God make a mistake? Was He wrong? Maybe the more important question to ask ourselves is this: why now? What does He expect me to do in this world at this time? I cannot answer that question for you, but I can say with certainty that He does not have you here at this time to isolate yourself from everything that's going on. In fact, God has you here for exactly the opposite of isolation. You are here now on purpose. God has a reason for your life, and He wants it to be lived fully right now. He has equipped you with the truth of Scripture and the knowledge of His mercy and love. He has called you to go forth to proclaim His good news. God has not presented you with an unbearable or an unattainable mission. This is our reality. God chose us to live during these times. God knew what they would be like for us. He didn't choose us to live in ancient times, nor during the times of the Middle Ages. He chose us for today. God wants us to be merciful. He wants us to be peacemakers. He has promised blessings for us if we are persecuted for His sake. God has chosen us to be salt for the earth in this generation. He wants our lives to be lived, not as lamps placed under a bushel basket, but rather as lamps that are set on a lampstand for all to see. He has called us to shine before others so that through our lives we can bring glory to our Heavenly Father. This is our time. This is our calling. We are equipped. Now, what will we do? Now, will you please pray with me? Father, grant me the courage to live my life in the manner you choose for me to live. Help me to make a positive impact in your kingdom today. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.